A storm is working its way through our area today. The storm will push off to the east tonight, setting the stage for a brisk and cool day tomorrow. And then we'll see seasonably cool weather as we work into the first weekend of November. It's been a damp day across eastern New York and western New England. The storm system rides basically along I-90 as it works its way through New York State, and then it moves off into Massachusetts along the Pike. So that storm brought a round of rainfall, and any steadier or heavier rain will wind down if it hasn't already stopped in your area. And the stormy weather works off to the east. We have a rush of cooler air coming in from the north tonight. There's actually a little secondary cold front set to come through, so there's still the chance for some lingering rain and snow showers moving into tonight. We would tend to favor snowflakes in the higher elevations and rain showers in the valleys. It'll turn quite cool as temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s, which will feel chilly but is not really cold for this time of year, and we'll see that gusty breeze develop, making it feel a few degrees cooler. Working into the day tomorrow, we'll see still some leftover clouds in the morning and then increasing sun through the day. During the morning, when we still have some of those clouds around, there may still be a few leftover rain and snow showers. Otherwise, we're looking at a dry day tomorrow with a gusty breeze. Highs will be mainly in the 40s, so the thermometer doesn't move much from morning to afternoon, and the breezes will make it feel a few degrees cooler as we go through the day on Friday. Moving into the weekend, we'll keep that threat for some rain and snow showers in the higher terrain. Otherwise, partly sunny skies are expected on both Saturday and Sunday, and temperatures will be in the 40s to low 50s, which is right around normal for this time of year. I quickly want to mention that the latest drought monitor was released this morning. There's really no major change to the drought map this afternoon, where most of us are in moderate to severe drought. There is still a pocket of extreme drought in the Pioneer Valley, though that has been scaled back just slightly as we've had some rain over the past week or so. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, scattered rain and snow showers, low 34 to 42. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, a chance of rain and snow showers mainly early, breezy, high 38 to 46. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, scattered rain and snow showers, low 34 to 42. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, a chance of rain and snow showers mainly early, breezy and cool, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some spotty showers, breezy, low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, breezy and cool, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, highs in the 40s to lower 50s, and on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, with a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, and highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.